Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
The Senate vote came just after the midnight deadline to avert a shutdown. The measure extends government funding through mid-March, provides more than $100 billion in disaster aid, and $10 billion in economic assistance for farmers. But it no longer includes a Trump-backed provision to suspend the debt limit. The measure cleared the House earlier in the evening after two other versions of the bill were scuttled this week. The White House says President Biden supports the legislation. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Washington.
A record number of Americans will be on the roads and in the skies for the holiday season, and CBS's Chris Van Cleve says bad weather is going to slow some of them down.
Down? I was crying at the desk, the poor gate agent.
This guy's not going to make it.
And millions more are watching the weather. Snow and frigid temperatures mean treacherous driving in parts of the Midwest and Northeast, and it's also delaying thousands of flights.
We left our house around like 9 exactly, and so it was supposed to be like a 30-minute trip, but it turned into an hour.
The death toll has risen to 5, with 200 injured, 40 of them seriously, after a car plowed through a Christmas market in eastern Germany. The BBC's Damian McGuinness is in the town of Magdeburg.
The entire Christmas market is surrounded by concrete blocks. That's a common feature of Christmas markets in Germany since the attack in 2017, in which 12 people were killed. But here at this very spot, there is a gap, which is wide enough for pedestrians to go through, but tragically also wide enough for a car.
Police arrested the suspect at the scene. Houthis in Yemen have launched a missile that somehow managed to get past Israel's vaunted advanced air defenses. The BBC's Shaima Halil reports from Jerusalem.
In the early hours of the morning, residents in Tel Aviv have woken up to the sounds of sirens and a large explosion. Israel's military said it had failed to intercept a projectile launched from Yemen. The ambulance services treated 16 people who'd suffered minor injuries, mainly caused by flying glass. The Houthi military spokesman said the Iran-backed group hit a military target in Tel Aviv using a hypersonic ballistic missile.
The brutality of Bashar al-Assad's reign of terror is being exposed now that his regime has collapsed and he and his family have fled to Moscow. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab in Syria.
Everyone here has a story of pain and loss, and the numbers are staggering. According to Syrian human rights groups, at least 100,000 people have been disappeared in Assad's prisons. But many believe that that number is far, far higher.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Cleanup will continue into the new year at the state's largest oil spill in history in Jefferson County. It's owned by Canadian power company Enbridge. The Wisconsin tribes say Enbridge's lines are putting their environment at risk. They've been advocating for their land for years, and now that story is taking center stage. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
An independent documentary highlights the struggles of northern Wisconsin's Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, including the tribe's lengthy dispute with Canadian energy company Enbridge. The film outlines the 70-plus year battle to get Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline off of tribal land. One person interviewed in the film is Patty Lowe, retired director of the Center for Native American and Indigenous Research at Northwestern University.
Everyone, whether you live in a red or a blue state, or whether you are Native or non-Native, want clean water and clean air, not just for themselves, but for their children and grandchildren.
After years of protest, a federal judge last year gave Enbridge 3 years to shut down the pipeline on the reservation. Last month, the state issued construction permits to reroute Line 5 about 40 miles south of the reservation by 2026. Lowell and others in the film say the proposed reroute isn't enough to protect their lands in nearby areas. Enbridge lawyers and the U.S. government say a 1977 energy treaty with Canada prevents them from shutting down the pipeline. There have been over 20 spills along the Line 5's 645-mile route since 1968, including more than 14,000 gallons in Bad River land. The film Bad River, A Story of Defiance, is streaming on Peacock. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, 15. Partly sunny and 32 on your Sunday. For Sunday night, clouds and 31. Chance of rain and snow on Monday with a high near 40 degrees. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 37.
Right now, 3 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., will join us. Plus, does MAGA have their pitchforks and torches out for their own speaker, Mike Johnson? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Well, I'm coming face to face with my conscience. Coming to
December 21st, 2024. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha, Hour 2 on WAUK 540 AM. I am the unsinkable Don Brown, joining you live and local on this beautiful Saturday morning. Here from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in my beloved Banting Park neighborhood. I'm, of course, joined by my producer, the Mighty Max Martinson, at the WAUK studios all the way down in Radio Park on Victory Avenue. And I'm feeling pretty victorious as we head into the holidays. 4 days away from Christmas. 4 days away from Hanukkah for our Jewish friends and neighbors. And, of course, wishing everybody the very best season's greetings. And all the best tidings of the season. And in this hour, we will be joined later on by Pete Schwaba, host of Nightlight, here on WAUK and Civic Media, Mondays through Fridays, 6 to 8. And Pete gives you a lot of great information on movies, shows, entertainment, has some wonderful guests. I still remember, Max, you might remember, back in the fall, he had Charo on. And I say this, Max, because she was doing shows in your native Baraboo. And great to see that Charo is still going. You know, she was big in the 70s. So, Max, how are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. It's been little bit of a rough week because, honestly, I'm a little bored with not having stuff to work on right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Careful what you wish for.
Well, I mean, it's like you get out of school and you're like, I've been working nonstop for the last 3-4 months, like sure. Depending on which class it's for, just different projects. Well, a lot of times we had 2 or 3 projects going on at the same time. And then you get to the end of the semester, I finished up my last segment for MATC Now back a couple weeks ago, and then I wrapped up Santa a couple weeks ago, and now it's just like, okay, what's next? But there's nothing right now to work on until workshop shows, which I won't have to work on until after Christmas. So
sure. Well, what you need to work on now is just relaxing and getting some rest, right?
It's a hard transition because it's like I didn't really get to ease into it. It was just like, okay, we have this to work on, this to work on, this to work on, and stop.
Yeah. But you've got presents to buy, right? Mom, dad, siblings, friends.
I got gifts. Ones. I got gifts. We got. Yeah.
And that's always fun.
I'm going to California week after my birthday. So. Nice.
When's your birthday?
January 7th. So I won't be here for the January 11th show.
Got it. Okay, we'll make sure we've got someone in place for you. But where in California are you going?
I am visiting my best friend in Ojai, California. It's nice. About 45 minutes north of Ventura, kind of up in the mountains.
Okay. Terrific. Well, that's a great time of year to be out of Milwaukee, that's for sure, out of the north.
That is the plan, yes.
So, well, terrific. But here, it's still the holidays. And we had an early white Christmas on Thursday with some snowfall, and it was beautiful, but it was also maybe a little too much for local traffic that I know many events, parties, and the like were canceled. So, and I understand that we may have a green Christmas this year, which I'm not really excited about because it's gotten colder since it stopped snowing. And you can definitely feel the bite. But it's never too cold to take a stroll through the city's walk of lights along the riverfront in downtown Waukesha. That'll continue to shine in every night through the end of January. So I think that's a great tradition that the city started. I believe it was either last year or the year before. But I'm really glad that they have that. We'll have some more city news to report on, as well as some local news and sports. I know we got some more basketball scores to catch up on. As we mentioned, the Blackshirts of South were victorious over, you can see, Arch. Crosstown rivals Waukesha West, 52-49 at West. So a great road victory. And Coach Lee Montez was on in the first hour to give some highlights on last night's victory, as well as projections for the season, and a lot to look forward there too. So, but we'll be giving you some other local scores. We were supposed to have Sam D'Amico, a candidate for school board, call in, but as I mentioned, Sam works the third shift at Myers. So, fair play to him. You know, if he forgot or is just too tired. He's working hard. He works the third shift so he can focus on his political career and many years ahead for the 18-year-old Sam D'Amico. So, but again, we do hope to hear from him. So, want to give a big shout out to Rick in New Berlin. He texted me, and I apologize for any of the feedback you're getting, whether it's on the radio or on the Civic Media app. I know Max is working on it with some of our best people to see what we can do to fix that. But Rick will be celebrating a reunion party he had for his restaurant in New Berlin that was an anchor in that community for more than 20 years, from the early 70s to the early mid-90s. And they'll be gathering later today at a local New Berlin establishment. So it's neat that people honor our local history and those things, all the fond memories that are still dear to us. So we have Triple G coming up in the next segment to give us the Carroll Minute, give you some highlights of what's going on at Carroll, and also a catch-up on Corby's Last Roar. For those regular listeners, last November, I think it was the 16th, we had interim dean Ron Gulotta of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee at Waukesha, who, as everyone knows, is closing in the summer of 2025 after 58 years of service to our community. And Ron and some guests that included former and current staff are talking about a big event they're doing in May called Corby's Last Roar. It's a Thursday in May. I believe it's the 25th. We'll get the correct date. But he reached out to me yesterday and said that they are Have some more updates for us. An updated Facebook page, as well as some other announcements and opportunities for people to participate. I know it's a long way off, but the event will include festivities, food, beverage, different types of entertainment, presentations. I thought I heard fireworks in there, maybe, but a great way to celebrate a college that has made an impact on the Waukesha community. Many alumni had gone on to do great things here in Waukesha, and including one former mayor. And so we look forward to providing you with more updates as they come in from Dean Gulotta and anyone else. So we're taking your calls today on the Civic Media app. We want to know what you're doing for the holidays and any last-minute Christmas shopping ideas that you have. So also another announcement from the city, they're hiring. There's a part-time assistant city attorney. They're looking for a building attendant. Let's see here. Building maintenance, a plumber. City clerk. Dispatcher. Drop-off center monitor. Engineers 1 and 2. Equipment operator. Facilities and construction manager. Grounds maintenance. Patrol officer. Security guard. And more. And Max, I understand that Triple G Greg Wansnyder is on hold. I know we have him coming on in the next segment, but I guess we can have him on early and continue on through to talk Carroll Minute. Does that work for you, Max?
Sounds good to me.
Hey.
Triple G, how are you this morning?
I am well. How are you, Don?
Very well, thanks.
Well, good.
What's on your mind?
Well, Carroll's men's basketball team is doing very well as well. So we'll jump into the Carroll Minute, and if you need to stop me for the break,
we'll continue into the next segment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got 2 minutes now. Go ahead.
Yeah, Carroll's men and women won yesterday. Carroll is playing in Miami, Florida. I know. Welcome to Miami. It makes me think of that song. I was gonna say
the Cruisin' Classic in Fort Lauderdale. Boy, they really got it rough.
Yes, I know. But they won 73-72. So I'm really excited about that.
They play at noon today too, against Widener University.
They play at noon. Yes, the last game of the Cruisin' Classic. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So. So yeah, that's pretty cool, and a lot of other cool things happening at Carroll. Do we want to? I'm excited.
Well, yeah, why don't you let's put a pin in that, Triple G. Got some bills to pay here, but more on the Carroll Minute from my good friend Greg Wansnyder, as well as a few tidbits from yours truly. Here on this beautiful Saturday morning, December 21st, this week in Waukesha on WUK 540 AM. And we're taking your calls in the Civic Media app.
Rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies have dress full of your quip, and they be screaming out. So I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this house. I'm a rain game.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs?
Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
The office of the purser.
You must mean the bursar's office.
Oui, bursar.
I was thinking of taking French, but it's my first year. Have you ever seen La Tour de France?
No.
No, mon Dieu. The French riders, they're the best. En quittel pour la droite.
Hiya, big shot!
Bonjour, papa!
Hey, we're back in This Week in Waukesha, in the middle of the Carol Minute. And no, that is not the Carol fight song. That's the Indiana University fight song that appears in the final scene of one of my favorite movies, Breaking Away, from 1979, a low-budget movie that hit it big at the Oscars and included future stars Dennis Quaid and Daniel Stern. For all you Home Alone fans, Daniel Stern was the tall bad guy alongside Joe Pesci. But if I'm surprised the number of people have not seen Breaking Away. Have to see it. But that's an ode to the Hoosiers after an amazing football season. They're probably their first 11-win season in their entire school history. Unfortunately, they fell short. Lost to Notre Dame at Notre Dame last night. A classic battle of Indiana rivals in a tale of two cities. Of course, Notre Dame has that fabled tradition of many winning seasons, 11 national championships. And Indiana has the most losses of any major college football team, as they reported in last night's game. And even though I'm Irish Catholic, I was rooting for the Hoosiers, as also a Big Ten, a Spartan alumnus. And really, overall, just wanted to see a good game. And Notre Dame brought it. Indiana had some moments, but fell short. So, but enough about them. Triple G's been waiting patiently. Greg, let's finish this conversation about the men's basketball team, and then let's hear some more what's going on at Carroll.
Yeah, so men's basketball, actually, I think might have some players from Indiana. So, because Carroll, we recruit from all over.
Sure do.
Yeah, so 73-72, big win against UMass Dartmouth last night. So yeah, definitely a school I've never heard of. But I've heard of Dartmouth, but
In the Ivy
didn't
League,
know
yeah.
that they had such a.
And we've heard of UMass.
Yeah, there were several lead changes in this game, and finally Carroll just came away with it in a buzzer beater, so 73-72. Nice. So, and Carroll's women's team is doing, by the way, Carroll men are unfortunately 0-3 in the CCIW conference, but okay. Hopefully they're winning ways. That was their first loss after losing like 6 in a row. So,
okay.
Hopefully that's better. We've got some cool things happening at Carroll, Don, right now. We've got on February 7th, we're having a, speaking of basketball and women's sports, and we're having a toast to Pioneer Women. We are actually not hosting it on our campus, but that's going to be at Raise Grain, Grain Brewing Company, February 7th.
I had dinner at Raise Grain last night. I'm glad you mentioned that. It was lovely. Great fish fry. And if you like milk stouts,
awesome.
Get the Utterly Perfect. I had the brown ale first. That was outstanding. The Utterly Perfect rocks. If you're a stout guy like me, try out the milk stout called Utterly Perfect at Raise Grain. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Greg. Continue.
Not really a drinker, but that you know, would be up my alley if I was. So February 7th is our toast to Pioneer Women at Raise Grain Brewing Company. Don, if you can also let me say really quick, while the Christmas lights are still up, you guys have to go drive past Carroll and see all the Christmas trees lit up and all the, you know, different Christmas lights we have around campus. Tim from our physical plant is a guy that does all the lighting. So if you have not driven past Carroll yet, you need to do that. Don, I'm sure you've driven past Carroll a little bit.
I have, yeah. It is lovely.
Some of the, yeah. Yeah, so props to Tim and all the people from a physical plant that that do that. The other thing we have right now, which I'm pretty excited about, we're going through our campaign called Opening Doors on Bright Street, and we're building, Don, I don't think I've talked about this on here before, we're building affinity houses on Wright Street for our different student groups that may need those spaces, like our LGBTQ. So LGBTQ is going to have their own house. And we've already opened that up, actually. And we're having
that,
a CASA house for our Spanish and Latin American students. And we have several different houses in the works, including, Don, and you know this is my favorite thing, a coffee shop. So that'll be operated by the business students at Carroll.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm really, really, really excited about those opportunities. And if people want to donate to that, it's not too late. You can go to carrollu.edu and find out more information. Our Giving Tuesday was such a success, by the way, I want to say. So thanks to all the people that gave. And, Don, as far as my holidays, I'm just going to rest easy. I've got a few weeks off of work now.
You deserve it.
So I've got some doctor's appointments to take care of and some different other things. But I'm just going to kind of hopefully it'll warm up by next weekend. It's supposed to be in the 50s. So we'll see what the Civic Media meteorologist.
Spring break at Christmas.
You know, have to say about that. But I'm really excited about just spending some time. Don, hopefully you and I will be able to see each other.
Yes, we'll try to put it on the calendar. We'll text after the show. And hey, Greg, I want to thank so much for your contributions to the Carroll Minute. And I'd like to wrap up the Carroll Minute by acknowledging the Piles of the Week, Aaron Wofford of the men's basketball team, who was honored after coming back from a long recovery from an injury last season. Canned a three-pointer in his last game. And then Emily Wiz Wisner, who was the leading scorer in dominating 85-58 win over North Central last Saturday. She had 21 points, 8 of 15 shooting, also recording a rebound and two assists. Made a three-pointer in that game and converted all three free throws. So much more here. Pete Schwab is on next to talk about Christmas movies and other new releases here in This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM and the Civic Media app.
Down Georgia Street Arcade, where the poor children play, gathering up charity to help them make their day. For me, I was once their age, once I was young, but I know I had my family to fall back on.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee, 540 WAUK.
CBS News brief. The House and Senate have approved a government funding bill. A relieved Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Tonight, the Senate delivers good news for America. There will be no government shutdown right before Christmas.
Americans are on the move for the holidays. These folks are flying out of San Francisco International Airport.
Just to see family, be with them. I make cookies.
We're excited to see family in our trip, and we're going to enjoy a lot of the foods that we haven't eaten in a long time.
The death toll has risen to 5 after a car plowed into a busy outdoor Christmas market in the eastern German city of Magdeburg. The BBC's Damian McGuinness.
It's a desolate scene here. The Christmas lights are still twinkling, but all the stands, the mulled wine stands in the Christmas market, are all cordoned off. Police vehicles are standing all around here.
The driver was arrested on the scene. Police say he's a 50-year-old doctor from Saudi Arabia who had lived in Germany for almost 20 years. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks fall in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Cavaliers 124-101. Milwaukee fell behind by 11. At one point, they were down by 36 points. Damian Lillard did not play. He has a strained right calf muscle. Head coach Doc Rivers.
We were flat early. You know, I actually contemplated not playing anybody in the second half, honestly. I just thought we were flat, tired, whatever you want to call it. You know, tonight, there's no barometer. There's no read on tonight's game. I'm just going to say that. We learned nothing.
The Bucks are back on the floor tonight at home against the Washington Wizards. NFL, the Packers held practice getting ready for Monday Night Football against the Saints. Wide receiver Christian Watson on adjusting to the winter weather at Lambeau Field.
I mean, we're out here playing football for a living, so I mean, we got to find a way to enjoy it, and we definitely do. I mean, when you're standing and still for a little bit too long, you think in your head, oh, this kind of sucks, but I mean, when you're out there playing ball, it's definitely fun. Just don't stand around too long.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, 15. Partly sunny and 32 on your Sunday. For Sunday night, clouds and 31. Chance of rain and snow on Monday with a high near 40 degrees. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 37.
Right now, 3 degrees.
Come celebrate country Christmas at the Ingleside Hotel in Pewaukee. Drive through the over mile-long trail of spectacular lights and holiday displays, then visit Christmas Village, our model train room, and our life-size nativity in the streets of Bethlehem. Enjoy a family evening out, or turn your night into a magical staycation with overnight accommodations and passes to Springs Water Park. Details and offers at thecountrychristmas.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-750-2700. That's 800-750-2700. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show for a Christmas edition of Motown Monday. We'll stroll down memory lane with some of your favorite Christmas songs and get you ready for the holiday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Pretty light.
Hey, we're back on This Week in Waukesha. And what you're listening to is a Christmastime busk that's organized every year in Dublin to raise money for the homeless by one of my favorite musicians, Glenn Hansard, who will be playing the Riverside Theater on July 25th. I was hoping I can catch him again. And Bono is in on that from U2, and they usually get some other artists. And that'd be a fun tradition to start in Waukesha, a busk, a downtown bus to raise money for those in need. And I really need some Pete Schwab. How about you, Max? Is he ready? Pete, are you there?
How's it going, buddy?
Pete, how are you?
Hey, good. You got me, Don?
I gotcha, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. I'm calling over the app as directed, so I hope you can hear me okay. So,
I love it.
Great to be with you.
We sure can, yeah. Yeah, same here. Great to have you. So we're going to talk movies. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
pardon me. I think I'm going to – this is going to sound kind of boring. It's a Wonderful Life to me is by far
my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, and I don't want to get cute. You know, I don't like a lot of the newer films, but I do have some other favorites. But by far and away, you know, it's just nothing says Christmas, whether it's the spirit, you know, the beautiful scenery, the setting, all the – I just saw this thing, and I talked about it on my show last night, all these interesting facts about It's a Wonderful Life that I never knew. So I always find out more cool stuff about the movie, too.
Same here. Yeah. So, Pete, as you know, I'm a native of Western New York. In that story, even though Bedford Falls is a fictional town, it takes place in upstate New York. If you remember, the auditor came from Elmira, wanted to get back home for Christmas dinner. Harry's wife, dad's owned a glass factory in Buffalo. And, of course, Sam Wainwright and a lot of the other high school alums went off to New York City. So I always appreciated those small-town values, those communities. You see a lot of that in Wisconsin, too. Very much the same. And what I also found out recently was that, you know, Jimmy Stewart served in the war, was a fighter pilot, and he suffered from PTSD. Yeah. So that scene, well, the couple of them, he's shaking at home in front of the kids before he loses his mind. And then when he's at Martini's, you see him praying, and he's, like, shaking and crying. That was authentic. He was actually going through a PTSD moment. Because he was trying to be in character, and like that just kicked in. So what you saw was authentic post-war PTSD from a veteran who happens to be one of the greatest actors of his generation, maybe of all time.
Yeah, it's funny, Don. This article I read, it said that he didn't think he was ready to be in a movie yet because he had just returned home. And he took the role reluctantly. And my favorite scene in the whole film, and I didn't see the movie till I was like 21 years old, in that scene you're talking about where he was shaking and he's hugging his daughter and he's so scared because he's lost everything. I mean, you just see it. It's so authentic. And that makes total sense now, what you said. I also read that they almost cast Cary Grant in that role, who I think would have been totally wrong.
Yeah, agreed. He might have been a good Harry Bailey, but they had the right guy for that part too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, is that what's your favorite Christmas movie?
There's that one, and then there's also Scrooge, the Christmas Carol with Alistair Sim. No other version comes close. Forget George C. Scott. Forget Patrick Stewart. Maybe the cartoon character. What was his name? Mr. Magoo. Maybe might come close. But
right.
That was a tradition in our family. That was always on TV on Christmas Eve. We grew up near the Canadian border, and the CBC station in Hamilton always played. And it was black and white, so the first half of the movie is like a horror movie because it's so scary. And in a way it is, because it's this guy's like selfish evil just resonates. Did you ever see that one?
I don't know. I probably have, but I have not seen any of the Scrooged films or Scrooge films in a long time. I will say, when I was a kid, Don, I used to go to A Christmas Carol in Milwaukee Family would take us up there from Chicago. Yeah, and it was, that stuck with me. Like, that is still my favorite production of A Christmas Carol that I've ever seen. And they still do it there in Milwaukee, which I think is so cool. The other film I'll say is Trading Places, a very underrated.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
To me, it's more of a Christmas film than Die Hard, and people consider Die Hard a Christmas film, believe it or not. But yeah, Trading Places just kind of came back on my radar, and I'm like, this is a great story. It takes place at Christmas, but also just the lessons learned and the friendship. It's a great movie.
And a great education on how the futures industry works, too, in all seriousness.
Exactly.
I was working for a marketing firm in downtown Chicago. Pete and I are both, we lived in Chicago for many years. And I was recruiting a futures firm, which I successfully recruited. I was really proud. And I remember the business manager for the agency who worked in that industry. He's like, remember the movie Trading Places? And that actually helped you understand how the futures industry works. Margin call, gentlemen. You don't make those trades. You own that coffee or oranges. I guess in this case it was orange, whatever it was.
Oranges,
there's
right.
a vault sitting out there somewhere. You got to go and take that. Or in this case, if you can't afford it, yeah. They seize your property and everything.
Yeah, I still don't understand how that industry works. I worked at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange for a summer as a runner.
The Merc.
Then I worked at the Board of Trade. When I first started doing stand-up, working at the Board of Trade as a runner was my day job. No clue. Like, they're all just shouting and yelling, and I don't think they do it like that anymore. But even with Trading Places, that movie helped me get a sense of what was going on in my day job, but I still had no idea. You know, it's very complicated stuff.
It is still very, they give you a simplified version of it, and certainly some of it makes sense. Like that part of it made it interesting, but the Christmas aspect of it was cool. I'm glad you mentioned that.
It was great. Yeah. Yeah.
You also said there's some new movies come out, not necessarily Christmas related, but timely with Christmas. Tell us what's hot or what you recommend.
Yeah. Pardon me. Well, there's some really good films out right now. Like, if people haven't seen Wicked, Moana 2, Gladiator 2, I really liked Wicked. I thought it was great. Now, I had never seen the stage show or seen it on Broadway, Don, but I thought the movie was really terrific. Ariana Grande is hilarious in it. Cynthia Erivo is really good. They're both great singers, obviously. And the story moves along. It was just I liked it a lot more. I thought I'd like it, but I liked it even more than I thought I would. Gladiator 2, it was okay, but I felt like it was a retread of the first one with Russell Crowe. It seemed like more of an homage to that film. I know Moana 2 has raked it into the box office. I have not seen that, but this weekend in particular, there's some great, great films opening up, especially if you want to take the kids to see films. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 with Jim Carrey and Keanu Reeves is in the theaters, and it's reviewing well. It's pulling like a 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. And then King Mufasa opens up this weekend, not reviewing quite as well, but it's part of the Lion King, you know, family. And that one is getting pretty good reviews. There's another film called The Fire Inside, which is about a young female boxer from Flint, Michigan. And she is the first one to ever win a gold medal at the Olympics. Also family friendly.
That's a true story.
I think that's rated. Pardon me. Yes. And I think it's family friendly too. I believe it's rated PG and it's getting like a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. Another good one.
Okay.
And then if you can wait till Christmas Day, you've got Nosferatu opens. If you like a little creepy with your Christmas, that opens December 25th, as well as A Complete Unknown with Timothée Chalamet.
Yes.
And there's all kinds of Oscar
buzz
around that movie and around.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, that opens Christmas Day as well. So some really kind of different, it's a nice assortment of films opening this weekend and over Christmas, which I think should keep people going to the theaters. And they're all reviewing really well. Like, this is, to me, I haven't seen this in several months where all the big films coming out are getting good reviews. And there's just a nice array of films out there right now.
That's great. That's exciting to have those apps, especially now that We've got pretty much the entire family home, and we like our movies. So, and I know there's a big interest in seeing Wicked. So I think that's terrific. So
it's a fun
Max, how
are
we doing on time?
Okay,
3 minutes. Oh, good, we got time. So, but Pete, I want to return real quick. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. I was just going to say there was a bit of a controversy with Wicked with people singing in the theater during the movie, singing along because it's already so popular because of the stage show. And people were singing in the theaters, and a lot of places don't like that, at least when I sing. But a lot of places kind of didn't like that. So they're going to have a special tour of the film where people can stand up and sing to their heart's content. So there you go.
That's clever. So some of the theaters are doing that?
Yeah, well, like a separate venue? I don't know if it started, but it's like a compromise because some people are like, hey, I'd rather hear the professionals. and other people are like, hey, I should be able to sing. I paid for the ticket. But where I go to the movies, people act like you're in their living room anyway. They chomp food and they talk like no one else is in the theater. So kind of the same vibe, only better singing, you know.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea, especially if the demand is there and you think of these big movie houses like the Marcus Theater, they would make an extra room that's just dedicated for the singers, the amateur singers.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
So make a social aspect out of it too, you know, maybe people meet their future spouses at Wicked, the tour.
Right, they sang together, and that's how it all started. Every couple has a great story about how they met, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So, hey, Hutz, what's the Schwabe family doing for Christmas this year? We have the whole gang there.
Yeah, I love that you know my sister Julie. You guys worked together. Was it the Davis Street Fish Market in Evanston?
Yeah. She put a great photo on Facebook too. She's doing a lot of great stuff with her photography.
Yeah, I think you were the first guy, pardon me, that had me on the show to promote Nightlight when I first started. So the fact that you knew my sister and helped me out from the get-go was so cool. And I think we're forever BFFs because of that, at least in my book. But
absolutely, yeah. I need to reach out to her, too, because she's back in Wisconsin, right?
She lives 100 feet from me, Don. Yeah, it's
nice.
I never thought that would happen again. But we lived close together in L.A., and now she's our neighbor here in Wisconsin, so it's kind of fun. But, yeah, no, we're all getting together, and my kids will be home, just like the Browns, and very much looking forward. Yeah. Tonight we're going to see a staple in Green Bay. Frank Hermans has a show every year called Frank's Christmas from Let Me Be Frank Productions. He's just an absolute Northeast Wisconsin institution. So we're going to go see that show tonight. So that'll be our first family adventure. I love Christmas, so it's great to have the family home. I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
It sure is. Yeah, the Schwabes and the Browns are big families. I'm the youngest of 10. You're like the second or third six or seven?
I'm the oldest of five. My mom and dad did that thing where they had like five kids in 6 years. So we don't have the biggest big family.
We had 10 kids in 10 years, just about, or 11, 12, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But two sets of Irish twins, yeah. So, mom and dad were busy during the 50s and 60s. So, craziness. But anyway, we have more with Pete Schwabe here after the break on This Week in Waukesha on WUK 540 AM as we talk about more favorite Christmas movies and holiday rites.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Hey, we're back on This Week in Waukesha, WUK 540 AM, and I'm joined by Pete Schwaba, host of Nightlight, that appears here in WAUK, and I believe most, if not all, the civic media stations, Monday through Friday from 6 to 8, and Pete's going to give you the scoop on the latest movies, TV shows, entertainment. He has great guests, many of whom with Wisconsin connections, and a great way to keep up on all the fun things and going on here throughout the state. And Pete, you mentioned one of the favorite Christmas traditions in your family was commuting all the way down to Milwaukee from Marinette for A Christmas Carol on stage, and that, of course, was your favorite version. You also said your other favorite movie, which is mine, is It's a Wonderful Life. And I don't know if you knew this, but during COVID, our civic media here in Waukesha did a radio show broadcast of It's a Wonderful Life, and had some great success. And I just thought it was a wonderful concept during COVID when a lot of things were still shut down. I thought it was a great creative treatment of a Christmas classic.
You know, yeah, it was great. I mean, all throughout COVID, people doing these things to keep their sanity. And actually, what came out of it, I think, was a lot of good. I was talking to one of my guests the other night about, it was actually James Maloff, who's another member of our civic media team here from Wisconsin Rapids. Right. And he said, you know, living in a town like Wisconsin Rapids, you could actually audition for stuff because of Zoom. Like, Zoom became so popular during COVID.
Yeah.
That it helped people in more remote areas like myself, who lives in Marinette now, to still kind of keep their name out there. And you're right. Like, there were so many great productions, people reading It's a Wonderful Life or reading the script to, I remember they did a reading of The Princess Bride, phenomenal movie, with the cast. And, but I would, that kind of stuff, like, I've become fascinated by old time radio, I would say, in the last few years, and how that was it. You know, that's how you listen to sports. That's how you got your entertainment. Like, I just think it's such a great throwback and so much fun to kind of follow those things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, another Christmas tradition or classic is, now that everybody's streaming, is, you know, CBS's Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact there was a lot of controversy about Charles Schulz, the Peanuts creator, having that scene where Linus reads from the gospel from St. Luke. And they didn't want anything religious, and Schulz wouldn't budge. And it turned out to be very well received. Because that was like in 1964. And then, of course, now it's one of the most beloved Christmas specials.
Yeah, and that's such a great moment in the show. Like, yeah. I mean, look, I was raised Catholic. I haven't been to church in quite a while, but I'm not going to tell people what to be offended by and what not to be offended by because it's such a subjective thing. But to me personally, just that moment where this kid takes the bull by the horns and gives this speech.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a great
moment.
This
is what Christmas is all about.
For that reason, you know, almost regardless of what he's saying. Love Peanuts Christmas. And I mean, I grew up kind of reading those books, not just the holiday stuff, but we had a whole encyclopedia of Charlie Brown books. So, and I got to play Charlie Brown in a high school musical. So I have a serious affinity for that character and those stories. Yeah, it was great.
We didn't appreciate this as kids because it was fairly new to us, but that was the first cartoon of its kind with children's characters having real issues, even grown-up issues.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't all happy-go-lucky and all that. And that Christmas special, Charlie is just disillusioned by the commercialization of Christmas, the problems he's having with the play and the tree that he picked out, and then Linus reads from St. Luke, and everything comes together. And what I also learned recently is when he drops his blanket, his woobie, which was Linus's signature, he drops it right when he says, "Fear not." When the angels tell the shepherds, you know, here, you know, tidings of great joy, yada, yada, yada. So many great things.
That's hilarious. I never noticed that. That's great. Don, I laughed when you just called Charlie Brown Charlie with no Brown at the end.
Oh, yeah. Chuck. I should have, yeah. That's Peppermint Pat. Like, you called him, yeah. I should have called him Chuck, yeah.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Right.
Charlie.
Right.
He was great. The man.
And I have not watched that this year, but I'll check it out because I would love to see that moment.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make the family watch it again. Anyway, we're running short on time. Pete, I want to thank, you know, Pete's going around the clock here, so I appreciate you getting up very early in the morning to spend this Saturday with us. I wish you and the rest of the Schwabas a Merry Christmas. Be sure to say hi to Julie. Let her know I'll be reaching out to her. Stick around, everybody. James Santel is next with Atticus, as I call it, a law review. We're wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends, and Happy Holidays to all who worship in different ways, season greetings. Please remember, especially during this holiday season, that safety is everyone's responsibility. Good mental health is everyone's right. Parental alienation is a crime. Here in Waukesha, there are no strangers, only friends who have not yet met. So be sure to reach out to all your neighbors this Christmas, wishing them well. Go Ramila Mahagav Goler, Nelag Hana Huit, and see ya!
And it came to pass, he was born at last. Right below the star that shines on high. How a little baby boy bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political consultant Joe Sapecki joins us and another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It was touch and go there for a while, but the House and Senate have passed a bill that funds the government. CBS's Nicole Killian watched the process unfold.
It was down to the wire, but the Senate cleared a stopgap bill to fund the government with overwhelming support. The measure extends government funding through mid-March, provides more than $100 billion in disaster aid, including for communities hit by Hurricanes Helene and Milton, and $10 billion in economic assistance for farmers. It cleared the House earlier in the evening after a roller coaster week of negotiations following initial objections from President-elect Trump and billionaire Elon Musk.
The Senate also approved legislation that eliminates reductions to Social Security benefits for almost 3 million people who have a pension from some government and public service jobs. Here's Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
After a chaotic few days in the House, it's good